PWDA News, November, Issue 3. A message from the President. Thank you to everyone who was able to attend RIJM last week. We had a record turnout for the meeting, where we welcomed newly elected members of the PWDA Board, Samantha Connor, Kelly Cox, and Joanna Dorinovo. I'm excited to work with the new board this coming year. Thank you once again to everyone who took the time to vote in this year's board elections. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. The next Stability Royal Commission public hearing on disability housing, in particular in Victoria, will be in Melbourne from the 2nd to the 6th of December 2019. Find out more on our website. We'll be live tweeting the hearing at PWDA Australia. We're also updating our Jargon Buster, so please let us know if there are any terms in particular you'd like us to expand on. The National Awards for Disability Leadership are being presented on Tuesday, the 3rd of December. These awards reflect what is important to disabled people and the ways that we are affecting change and pursuing equality for our community. They recognize outstanding achievements by individuals or disabled people's organizations who have significantly contributed to advancing the status of disabled people. Are you hosting a viewing party this year? The awards will be delivered across 7 categories for outstanding achievement or outcomes by disabled people, reflecting the diversity of our community and the intersectional nature of our lives. Tune in via the DLI YouTube channel on the day. Women with Disability Victoria have released a series of videos called Do Your Thing. These are a series of short vignettes celebrating a diverse group of women with disabilities across Victoria, focusing on their work, passions, and connection with community. PWDA have released a series of short videos to tell people about who we are, how to get involved, and share some of the work we do. Our most recent videos have been based on our language guide and focus on the impact of inclusive and supportive language. Watch them here. New South Wales Health, along with input from organizations in the disability sector, have produced a set of resources to increase and facilitate access to end-of-life and palliative care information for multicultural communities and people with disability. The new resources include radio programs and podcasts in non-English languages on palliative care issues. These are being broadcast in community radio stations, English and in language scripts will be added to the webpage soon. Easy read versions of end-of-life palliative care information for people with intellectual disability and others with challenges reading English. A guide to using these resources is on the website. Auslan videos containing end-of-life and palliative care for people with hearing impairment. Children and Young People with Disability Australia are conducting a survey about the experiences of young people with disability after school and would like to hear from young people with disabilities who are over the age of 15 about their post-school transitions. If you would like to complete the survey, you can find it on the website. Have Your Say. The Disability Royal Commission is still looking for responses to their issues paper on education and learning from individuals and organizations until December 20th. You can read it and find out how to send in your thoughts on the Royal Commission website. The Productivity Commission draft report on mental health is available for feedback. It makes a number of significant recommendations, including on the NDIS and the need for stable housing for people with psychosocial disability. You are invited to examine the draft report and make a written submission by Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2020. Wayfinder Hub. Do you need help? Call us toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. The University of South Australia has a scholarship for a PhD student looking at mental health and the interface between public health and the disability sector. It's open to Australian and New Zealand citizens and permanent residents of Australia. Applications close 13th of December. Find out more about eligibility criteria and how to apply. The Screenability Film Fund is open to short film proposals of a 15-minute maximum duration. Teams must have at least one key creative, writer, director, or producer, identifying as a person with disability. Applications close Sunday, December 1st. Find out more from Screen New South Wales. Rebuilding Tomorrow is an anthology of post-apocalyptic fiction with a focus on disabled characters. Submissions are open through January and accepted authors will be paid 8 cents per word, USD. Find out more from 12th Planet Press. Intopia helps create apps and technology that is accessible to as many people as possible by connecting businesses to people with disability who use assistive technology. Intopia are looking for people with disabilities to give feedback on accessibility of online systems, apps, and information. Participants will be paid for their time and transport costs of up to $50 each way will be covered with receipts. Click here to register. Community announcements. You can now buy tickets to the inaugural Australian Access Awards, a disability-led event celebrating organizations that are making efforts to implement accessibility in their digital campaigns, content, and resources. The awards will be presented in Adelaide on the 12th of December. Find out more about Access Awards at the Centre for Accessibility website. Axiom, Our Reimagined Reality, is an art exhibition featuring the works of 50 Melbourne artists in celebration of International Day of People with Disability. The exhibition will explore a future that is accessible through art by people with disability across a range of mediums at the SPACE at Collins, a contemporary and accessible gallery in Melbourne's CBD. It will be open December 3rd to the 6th. If you are hosting a community event with school or a workplace for International Day of People with a Disability on December 3rd, the Attitude Foundation encourages you to stream their new documentary series, Perspective Shift, on SBS Demand. Latest disability news from The Guardian. In traditional language, there is no word for disability. From the Canberra Times. Verity had high hopes for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, then it became like her abuser. From the Australian Financial Review. PM's $537 million down payment on aged care crisis. Sign up for the PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox.